So the option you're going to support on Tuesday?
I'm going to support two questions. I've gone back and forth. I have. I've looked at it from every angle, and I feel that those that want one question can vote yes on both, that those that feel we should be presenting them with two options.
And I don't care, like I said.
With one question.
When it comes down to it, what you're doing is, my opinion, I mean, I don't care. Like I said, if you said the opposite, I'd be fine with it. And I'm fine with other selectmen who feel differently. I just don't know that this whole idea that we're one town, we got to do this, is the prevailing situation. I think it's kind of like you said. I mean, it is. I think it limits the ability of the voter to get to yes by making one question. And they can vote for both. And I think so.
And we're going to ask people to vote for both.
You have said you vote. You will vote for both.
I will vote for both.
The two gentlemen that were in here last week, Tony Achinsky and Joe DiRocco, they both said they would vote for both.
Right.
People can do that. But I've seen online. Now, there are some people, and I'm not even going to get into where, but I actually saw somebody who typically posts about being pro-school, which, in my opinion, the individual is just very limited in their understanding of things, said, oh, if they do two, I'm going to vote for the school and against the town. Now, that's the problem. You have people who have that bad attitude towards things.
Right, because this isn't the two questions is not in any way, shape, or form trying to put one neighbor on one side of the street and one neighbor on the other side of the street holding signs for the either question. I mean, the message is please vote yes on one and two. The school question, in my mind, should be the first question. The police should be the second question. Vote yes on one and two. And it's not, you know, we're not looking to pit anybody. It's just to give those that aren't on Facebook and aren't posting.
Well, it's the people who will say that you're pitting people against each other who are, in fact, pitting people against each other.
Exactly.
I mean, you have to break down the messages that are out there. And it's the people that are saying that are the problem.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to, you know, I have spent most of the last year diving into this problem and trying to figure out how to fix it. I came out early and used the override word.
And you might have overused it, to your point.
And when I got beat up a little bit in the very beginning. Yeah. Oh, she's, you know, this is all just setting us up for an override. Well, I don't know where people thought the new revenue was going to come from. We are working very hard at economic development. There are some great
proposals on projects.
Thank you. On the table, I've met with a couple people this week looking at different things that are coming online. The assisted living's moving along. There's possibly another project on that same corner. There's a gas station coming in on Broadway that also may have a restaurant. There is opportunity for some development on Lakeview where there's some vacant properties that we're looking to repurpose. Those things take time.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind...
And at the end of the day, they're not going to appreciably change the mix.
No, but... This override in the future development of this town, again, as I said to Mr. Hurley at the tri board when he said, well, why aren't you asking for the whole amount? I said, because you need to right the train slowly. We didn't fall off the rails over the course of 1 year. We're not going to fix it over the course of 1 year. We need to be fiscally conservative. Drake, it's a fiscally conservative town. And I feel the Board of Selectmen and the Joint Budget Task Force and the tri board and the school committee, we've all done our job in expressing the need. And now I want to give the voters the option, and I want to give them the wording, and I want them to come out and vote how they see fit.
Right. It's their town.
It's their town.
Right. So it's just, you know, there are people that have said, why are they talking about, you know, limiting the voters' rights? I mean, because that's the other side of that argument. So it's interesting, and it'll be, I think, now,
well, the next
politically,
step is...
It's the job of the Board of Selectmen.
It's our marketing campaign. Are you going to be talking about that Tuesday?
You're going to be careful of that.
No, because I don't really think it's the job of the Board of Selectmen to talk
you
about a marketing campaign.
You cannot spend
any
town money
on trying to manipulate people, but
right.
I do believe
a committee or something to get together.
I do believe I had talked about the next tri-board meeting will be coming up after this vote. Having a tri-board meeting to kind of brainstorm about messaging and stuff. But it's more messaging for Stephen Stone and Jim Duggan because they're the ones that are going to be on the radio station.
You need to get a group together that is not connected to the elected officials.
That's what I was saying.
Right. That's if there's a group out there that wants to do a grassroots effort, that would be beneficial. If it's the local officials, A, they're going to get run out of office, and B, it will be suspect because they're in politics. So there are plenty of people out there who like believe in this thing. They're the ones that should be now up front pushing, you know, whatever's going to be laid out there for
them. I think Jim and Steven have an important role as well, though, because any questions that people may have on the exact details of their plan needs to be addressed to the two of them.
Right. They have to be careful not to try and push it down people's throat because it won't do well.
No,
for
they
them
need to
either.
Just, again, it's about answering questions. It's about explaining.
I always felt. In Drake it, if you give people good information, they'll make the right decision.
Yeah. And I hope we have given them good information.
I think if you get a...
It's the first time...
committee together of some anyone, parents, some fire, some police.
It's the first time that any group of selectmen have broadened out the sort of task force that you named, broadened out the workload and dug into the town's finances and identified the problem. There have been plenty of people over the years, and I've served on some of those boards of selectmen who have said to the town, this is an inadequate revenue base. Dennis Pindek, you would always put that in his budget message, that this is our problem. And but this is the first time it's been broadened out, and I think to your credit and Tony Aczynski and the rest of the folks who are involved, and it's all good work, and it will benefit the town in the future. What happens in the election? I don't know. I think you have a bigger turnout. I don't know, you know, how it... comes down from, you know, in terms of the people running for office, but I'm assuming Richardson will be against it. I think there's a pretty good chance that that Phil Tebow's against it based on the people that are supporting him. So it could be 2-4, 2 against. I don't know.
I don't know. You know, again, it ultimately lies in the hands of the voters, and I think you're right. It comes down to information, and I think we've certainly shown we've given it a lot of time and consideration. This was not a quick decision. This was not an easy decision. This was not something that, you know, somebody came to us and said, oh, we need more money. And we said, sure. You know, we've dug into the police department with the risk assessment. We're digging into the fire department. The schools agreed to do a risk assessment. We are doing everything in our power to look for the holes in the boat, plug them up.
And be transparent.
So I'm just saying, and I'm going to let it go at this time because I know you want to run out there and get in your car before the lady comes and writes her a ticket.
Well, that and I have sports.
If this fails, there's only one thing left. So people should look at it fairly and honestly and what's in their best interest. There's only one thing left other than limiting the size of your government and limiting the appropriateness of the levels of service. All there is left is a rubbish fee. If you don't want that, take a good hard look at the tax.
Right. And because short of more revenue, it becomes a reduction in services.